This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show. Tony Thomas is coming up. He's a parliamentary candidate for the National Front, which is Marine Le Pen's party. He's coming up in the next segment to talk about the fallout from the French election. Again, Macron number one, Marine Le Pen number two. The polls show or suggest that it's not going to be that tight a runoff because, again, all the establishment money is flooding in behind Macron. He's in pole position to coalesce that support. Again, his entire campaign literally created by the same bureaucracy, the same outgoing government. Now you see Francois Hollande has endorsed him exactly as I predicted in that video, which we played on last week's show. So Macron heads to the final round on May the 7th again. Globalism versus nationalism. The polls suggest it's not going to be tight. What could happen in that two-week period that could change that? We're going to talk to Tony Thomas about that very subject. But sticking with France, this is John Bounds' special report. French election, a populist endgame.
The results of votes in the first round of France's presidential election show a tight race between populist favorite Marine Le Pen and centrist Rothschild creation, a.k.a. Hollande 2.0, Emmanuel Macron. Macron, a former member of the Socialist Party from 2006 to 2009, began running as a centrist under the banner he created as recently as April 2016.
I have heard your expectations for a true change, for true democracy, for ecological and economic change, in order to build a future of a stronger France in a Europe that is a protecting Europe. For this, I need your vote, and I need your trust.
While Le Pen has called for numerous immediate policies to deal with France's out-of-control refugee crisis,
the time has come to get rid of all the arrogant people who want to dictate to the population what they should do. I am the candidate for the people. And it's an appeal to all the sincere patriots, whether they come from whatever their origin, whatever they voted for in the first round. I invite them all to join us and to abandon old-fashioned quarrels and to concentrate on what is the superior interest of our country. That was really essential. And that's what's at play, the survival of France. So I call upon them to unite behind our project of renewal, and they will be our brothers.
Macron walks a vague line on the refugee invasion, even offering a foolish culture pass in the vein of Merkel's policies, which have clearly not worked and only served to fragment cultural integration and its failure to stave off a jihad mindset that has now been recently emboldened by Recep Erdogan's recent establishment of executive power to usher in his revolving door caliphate of terror into Europe. Populism, a shot of antibiotics into the arm of globalism, is still gaining traction, and the globalists are horrified.
We want to avoid going back to nationalism, populism, extremism, which is taking us down the wrong path.
This is why Europe doesn't work. This is why we have populism, because Europe is weak with populism. You're turning a blind eye to what actually happening in these countries. We have hunters organizing some safaris, hunt down the migrants. We have all this speech of racism, of hate, of xenophobia. And what you say on TV and what Europe says on TV is, oh, actually, they are good partners. It's okay. No, it's not.
The far-right leader, Marine Le Pen, doing very well and ultimately winning. She's campaigned for France leaving the euro. Would that trigger a financial crisis?
It would certainly entail a major disorder and a risk of dislocation.
What I do know is that if Marine Le Pen were to win, and whilst the odds look to be against that, the odds look against Brexit and the odds look against Trump, and we're living in a whole new different world, if she did win, then it would be the end of the European project.
The enemies of populism want the concerns of rational individuals reined in. Will the global...
You can watch the rest of that report on Resistance News on our YouTube channel. Coming up, Tony Tomas. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out tonight.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show in this second hour, and I'm delighted to be joined by our guest. Of course, we had the French election yesterday. Marine Le Pen through to the second round. Macron, the establishment candidate, winning. Our guest is Tony Tomas. You can find him on Twitter at Tony, T-H-O-M-M-E-S. He is a National Front candidate for the French Parliament, and he's in South Korea, actually, where it's very late, so we really appreciate him taking the time. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Now, of course, Marine Le Pen is through to the second round. Many people said she needed to come first to build that momentum, and that Macron needed to be knocked out. Of course, Macron, according to the polls, will beat her in the runoff, according to many people. How does Le Pen overturn that deficit in the next 2 weeks? Is it possible for her to come from behind and beat Macron?
Well, I think she needs to unite the people that believe in sovereignty, that believe that we need to control our borders, that we need to control immigration, because, in fact, there's a majority of people in France that believe that. The problem is that even though they believe that immigration should be reduced, they're still voting for establishment parties because of the media propaganda about how the National Front would not be able to rule the... They understand that they need to vote for what they believe in. And we've already won the battle for the minds. We've already won the battle of ideas. Because I've got a poll there from 2013, and you have 74% of people, of French people, that think that Islam is not compatible with the values of French society. 74%. And that's across the political parties. Even centre-right, centre-left, even far-left, you've got 59 people on the far-left who believe that Islam is not compatible with the French values. So yeah. I think we just need to get these people to vote for us, really.
We even had a poll recently where I think it was over 65% in France said they wanted a complete halt on all Islamic immigration. Absolutely incredible numbers, yet still they're voting for Macron in such large figures. I want to ask you about this report. I don't know if you saw this. 500,000 people living outside of France, you know, who would be likely to not vote for Marine Le Pen, received two ballots. This was reported about a week ago. The police said they're not going to investigate until after the election. The government says the same thing. Do you think this could have affected the outcome of the vote? I mean, Macron won by 2%. Do you think that this was an issue here?
Well, I think this is more a reflection on the incompetence of the French state rather than anything malicious, to be honest. We've had things like that in the past. It's something that, to my ear, sounds very, very much like the French administration. I think if the result for the second round is extremely close, then we'll have to get this investigated and maybe the election overruled or things like that. But to be honest, this is just the French administration being the French administration, I think, unfortunately.
That makes a lot of sense. You mentioned before, you know, people have these concerns about Islamic immigration, but again, there's this notion in the French media with the propaganda that's being broadcast that Marine Le Pen, that National Front can't govern. You know, why is the media still trying to portray Marine Le Pen as, you know, this dangerous far-right fringe radical when she now has the support of over 21% of the French people? You know, at what point do they have to acknowledge that our views are held by huge numbers of rational, normal-thinking people?
Absolutely. I think this is just because it's the only weapon they have left. I mean, I remember a few years ago, even 10 years ago, when our platform, our manifesto, still had things that we could be attacked on. There were elements in the manifesto that many people didn't agree with, so the media could have picked up on that. But these days, the French people are basically in complete agreement with us on most subjects. So the only thing they have left, the only thing the media has left to attack us and to keep us away from power is really to demonize us and to make us look like radicals or a fringe party, which we are really not, or not anymore at least.
That's exactly it. I mean, you can't continue that narrative for much longer when you have literally, what, a fifth of the country. A lot of people didn't vote, you have to remember, but over 21% of the French people voting for Marine Le Pen. Also, something that I picked up on today, according to a report, Le Pen was second behind Mélenchon in the black majority overseas territories in places like Reunion, Guadeloupe, Mayotte, Guyane. I mean, if she's coming in second amongst majority black voters, that suggests that they're not really concerned about this racist characteristic that the media has tried to throw at her, right?
Absolutely. And this is a very interesting statistic, because in French Guiana, the reason why so many people voted for her, she got 24% of the vote in French Guiana. The reason they voted for her is that they are fed up with immigration. French Guiana is landlocked in South America, and well, not landlocked, but it's in South America with so many territorial borders with other countries. And they are fed up with illegal immigration, just crossing into French Guiana to take on French welfare benefits. And this is just something that appeals to people across the different ethnicity and across the different origins. People need to have borders to protect themselves wherever they come from. And it's the same thing in other French overseas territory, which are completely overrun by illegal immigration. And of course, the French government doesn't want to do anything about it because this means that they would have to change things that are regulated by the EU, for example, because you can't deny refugees the right to put an application in your country, and if someone is supposedly in distress on a boat that's sinking, you've got to rescue them, you've got to take them into your country, etc. And the people in this overseas territory are just seeing the reality of things, and they are just fed up with immigration.
That's interesting. Do you know, actually, I want to touch on this, do you know how the people in Calais voted? Because obviously they've had the massive problem with the migrant camp. Now you've got migrants coming back to Calais in certain numbers because the left-wing groups, the NGOs are out there feeding them, so they're enticing them to come back. How did the people of Calais vote? Do you know those statistics?
I don't know the exact figure about Calais, but the general region of Calais and of Western France, unsurprisingly, really voted very much for the centrist candidate, because historically they are a region that has very little immigration. So in fact, Calais is a bit of a high-profile thing, but really the region in general doesn't have many immigrants. And so, apart from the people that are living in the very near proximity to the camps in Calais, the people in Western France, and Northwestern France and Brittany, they're not really exposed to immigration. And so they don't actually believe that it's such a big issue, whereas the rest of France will have to live with this population and live with an Islam that's more and more taking over territories. They understand that the problem is real. So Calais is a bit of a strange situation, because the people living very near the camp will have voted for the Front National, but the region in general will not.
Now, it's interesting. Again, I talked about it earlier. We had the reports last week of some of the Calais migrants returning to that area. I mean, just to explain to the audience, of course, Britain has very, you know, generous welfare system, generous benefit system. Is that the only reason they're trying to get to Britain, is because the French welfare system is nowhere near as generous? Is that the case?
Oh, no, I think it is even more generous, in fact. But I think the reason is that they have family ties with the UK, because these immigrants are mainly from ex-UK colonies or countries that have historically very high immigration to the UK. So they've got communities established there that they don't have in France. And we also have countries that have ties with France that would not immigrate to the UK. You've got countries like Mali, or for Belgium, you've got the Congo, mainly ex-colonies, because they've got established ghettos, really, in France and in the UK. They tend to stick to the countries where they've got family ties and communities.
And, of course, many of them can speak English, but they can't speak French, which is another big reason. Let's talk about Paris, because, you know, you've had six massive terror attacks in the last 3 years in Paris alone, yet just 5% of people living in Paris voted for Marine Le Pen. You had 38% voted for Macron. Are they happy to just continue living with terrorism, as Macron said a few days ago? Are they just happy to continue business as usual?
I think they're just in complete denial. The people in Paris, in France, are seen as a bit of a disconnected elites, maybe even more than the people in London for the people in the UK. They are very, very strange people. They're completely disconnected from the realities of immigration. And that's mainly because Paris is an extremely expensive city to live in. And if you don't earn 3 or 4 times the minimum wage, there is no way you can rent even a studio apartment in Paris. So this makes it a bit of a ghetto for people who have high income and who can protect themselves from immigration. So there is this spread of terrorism in concert halls and the Champs-Élysées and all of that, but that mainly affects tourists or people who come from outside of Paris to maybe enjoy an evening in Paris. The people who are living there, they're living in gated communities, they take their car with chauffeurs to their workplace, and they don't feel threatened by that.
It's very much the same situation in Britain with, you know, the people who supported Brexit and the people who wanted to remain. The pro-immigration people, including politicians, celebrities, all tend to live in the whitest areas of London possible with the least immigrants, places like Richmond and Hampstead, which are 95-98% white, which is very unusual for London, of course, which has a huge immigrant population. We're going to go to a break now. We're going to come back with Tony Tomes to talk more about Macron, what he stands for, and the runoff coming up on May the 7th. It is populism versus globalism. Once again, this is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 14.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
LLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show. There's a breaking news story out of Dallas. This is FoxNews.com. Two people reportedly shot at Dallas office building. SWAT team is on the scene, so we're following that story closely to see if anything comes of that. Again, a shooting in Dallas at an office building. But we're talking to Tony Tomes. He is a National Front candidate. Before I go on, Tony, just explain, you're running for Parliament for the National Front, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm running in the constituency for Northern Europe expats. So in the French Parliament, we've got constituencies for expats all around the world. And my constituency has the UK, Ireland, Scandinavian countries, and the Baltic states. So the French people in these countries can vote for their MP, and I'm hoping that they choose an MP to represent the notions of sovereignty and to really make France great again. Because if Macron is elected, unfortunately, we'll need a stronger opposition in the National Assembly.
And does that vote take place on May the 7th, or is that after May the 7th?
No, it's on June the 4th.
Okay, we'll look out for that. Yeah, I'm going to read you a quote talking of Macron. This is what Nigel Farage said yesterday. He said, quote, "Macron's speech was vacuous nonsense. Other than backing the status quo, he says nothing." Now, Tony, you know, if Francois Hollande was so unpopular that he didn't even bother to run, why are large numbers of French people set to vote for someone who's almost indistinguishable from him?
He managed to make himself look new. And to be honest, this was politically an incredible achievement. He managed to run on the same platform that Hollande ran on. He was a minister of Hollande, an economy minister for many years. But somehow he managed to make people think that he was a new face of French politics and that he could bring change. And it's a bit of a unique situation where you have a country that is majority anti-immigration, that is majority suspicious towards Islam, that is voting for a candidate that is from the majority that was there before and that they hated so much. So I think he just managed to market himself. He's a man that worked in marketing, and he's a man that has experience in banking. I think he's just very good at PR. And the French people for the second round need to realize that there is something beyond PR, and that they need to read the manifesto and really think hard about, do they agree with what Macron stands for?
There you see a headline out of Bloomberg: Le Pen camp attacks frontrunner Macron as oligarch's candidate. I was reading that his entire campaign was basically cooked up 3-4 years ago inside the Elysee Palace, that they knew Hollande was going to be unpopular, that he wouldn't be able to win again. Is that true, that they actually had planned this kind of fake populist campaign from within the bureaucracy several years ago?
It's very possible. And if that's the case, really, Hollande pulled a very successful trick. Because he knew he was not going to get elected again because he's too unpopular. And honestly, and objectively, he's done a terrible job leading the country. But he wanted to stay in power, even indirectly, with someone he knew and he could control. And I think it's very possible, it's very likely, and it would be very much like Hollande, to have created this character out of Macron and to have created sort of fake opposition within the government about Hollande being more moderate on reforms, economic reforms, than Macron, to have shaped this this character as some sort of even anti-establishment, even though he's the most establishment figure we've ever had in French politics. So it's very possible they've tried to do that, and if they have tried, they have unfortunately succeeded for the first round.
Yeah, we had an article up earlier, which was James Delling poll. Manchurian candidate Macron is France's Obama, and it's very much that kind of thing, isn't it? But again, they sold him on the fact that he wasn't a member of either major political party. So people have... I thought they were... You know, the polls showed a couple of months ago some of his support was slipping. It didn't seem as energetic, and that the people were finally figuring out that he is the establishment candidate. But I guess it's the propaganda so strong that National Front could never run a government that a lot of people are just voting out of fear for what, you know, the better the devil they know, I guess, right?
Yes, and the media were completely unashamedly biased towards Macron. It was, I mean, I'm trying to be objective, and I don't always label the media as completely biased and all of that, but in this case, it really was. It was so obvious. And we had cases where journalist unions were actually calling out the French media about the propaganda, because they felt themselves that they were not being professional in covering this election. It's just been incredible the amount of propaganda that was there. And just on the establishment candidate theme...
You've got 10 seconds. We'll get back. Just hang on. Next segment coming up. Big, long segment with Tony Tomas. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcasts and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show talking to Tony Tomas, who is running there for the National Front in the French Parliament. I'm going to read this out of James Dellingpole's article about Emmanuel Macron, the establishment candidate. He's making the argument that there won't be a repeat of Brexit, that Le Pen won't win. He writes, it won't happen yet in France, a country whose political system has more in common with Putin's Russia or Erdogan's Turkey or some African hellhole with a president for life than it does with liberal democracies. That is, Emmanuel Macron is going to win this presidency because it was decided long ago by France's establishment that he was the least worst option of the candidates available. The fact that he is a hollow man, a slippery snake oil salesman with a winning smile and nice suits, sounds like the French Tony Blair, who will do almost nothing seriously to address France's massive social and economic problems, is a help, not a hindrance. Emmanuel Macron is the left-leaning French establishment's Manchurian candidate. So, Tony, people like James Dellingpole are convinced that Le Pen has no chance whatsoever of overturning this. Does she have a chance? What does she need to do in the next 2 weeks? And before the break, you were finishing up your comments about the other establishment candidate. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically regarding the establishment candidate, the Socialist Party, so the party that François Hollande is a member of, did have a candidate, but it was really a placeholder candidate because he only got 6% of the votes, whereas normally the Socialist Party gets about 20% of the votes. So they managed to pull this trick where they had just a token candidate to make it look like Macron was an independent, but really he was the actual Socialist candidate. And regarding what Marine Le Pen needs to do to win, she needs to unite the people that think that France should remain France and that we should control immigration, our borders, and keep our sovereignty. It's going to be a uphill battle because Macron is seen as a safe choice, but really isn't, because we are in very troubled times. Terrorism is striking France over and over again. And if we have 5 years of Macron, or God forbid 10 years, I'm really scared about what would happen to our country. And it could go very, very badly with terrorism.
That's what I was discussing earlier. I mean, again, you've had 21 jihadist attacks since 2015, since Charlie Hebdo. That can't continue. It looks like it's getting worse. You know, whenever a terror attack does happen in France, people just roll their eyes at this point. I mean, people forget about it within 2 days and it's gone, right? The incident on Friday. I mean, everybody's forgotten about that now. It could start happening every single week. But, you know, as people like Ayaan Hirsi Ali state, it's not just, you know, the terrorist attacks. It's not just people dying. It's you know, the relentless march through the institutions. It's the fact that these immigrant populations get in these Islamic ghettos. They congregate. They don't assimilate. And it causes massive social problems, and that problem seems to be spreading. So people understand, you know, people don't say, well, you know, thousands of people die in car accidents every day. Terrorism is not an existential threat, but it's mainly the societal threat of Sharia law. It's creeping Sharia law. We see that in the UK, and we see that increasingly in France, correct?
Absolutely, and you've got ghettos all around Paris, and even within inner Paris, where you've got majority Muslim population, but majority immigrant population, and these are parts of France that the French people themselves say they don't feel like they belong there. And you have this movement where they're just fleeing further and further away from city centres. And if you look at a map of the results for the first round of the election in France, it's very clear that you've got the city centre where the very rich live in gated communities and the immigrants live in social housing, which is all for Macron on both sides, and you've got the outer part of the city with cheaper housing, where the French just have to escape because it has become an absolute nightmare to live there. And this argument about the number of people who die in car crashes, I hear that a lot, and people don't realise that car crashes do not pose an existential threat to our civilization. France would still be France if we have 600 people dying because of car crashes instead of 500. It's a tragedy each time. But Islam and terrorism is a different nature. It's something that poses a threat to the existence of our institution. And for example, 24% of women voted for Le Pen, whereas only 21% voted for Macron, which actually won the women vote. And that's because I think women start to understand that if they want to be able to be in the streets freely, and if they want to be able to have an education and live wherever they want in a safe environment, they need to vote for Le Pen.
Now, you mentioned there that the women's vote, which she performed very well in. Another interesting thing before the election, which I saw, they did a poll and found that, and I don't know whether these numbers played out in the actual vote, but they found 39% of young people aged 18 to 24 were going to vote for Marine Le Pen. That is in huge contrast to something like Brexit in the UK, where it was mainly older people, the younger people voted to remain. What's driving that huge surge of youthful energy behind Marine Le Pen's campaign?
Well, I think Britain is a bit of the odd one out, because if you look at Austria with the FPÖ party, it's the same thing. It's young people driving this this movement. I'm 24 myself, and it's because we had to live through what the previous generation built for us, which was a society of high immigration, of low income, and of just complete chaos. So we don't have the money to protect ourselves from that. Whereas the older generation, they can live in gated communities, they can live far away from cities because they are retired. We have to live through that every day, and that's what energizes this movement in France, in Austria, and even in the US.
Yeah, I was reading about it, and they basically asked these people, and they said, look, we're never going to meet the standard of living that our parents have accomplished over the past generation or so. It's just not there. Is it true you've got 25%, 24% youth unemployment in France?
Yes, it's the case, and it's fairly low if you compare it to Spain, which has 50% youth unemployment. It's extremely bleak prospects for the young people. And even if you manage to get a job, even if you manage to get a decent income, in the end, you still suffer from the fact that your country doesn't really look like your country anymore. And especially if you are within the active population, you've got to go to work every day, you've got to take public transport, crowded, you've got to live in inner cities, which are becoming more and more expensive, or you've got to move further and further away from the city. So immigration is having a very real, concrete impact on your life every day if you are part of this active population. No. I think that's why we're polling so high in this this part of the population. And actually, our best score is with people aged 25 to 49. So the people who are going to work every day, who are commuting, who are paying their taxes, and they see all of the other people, a lot of them immigrants, living in social housing, getting welfare benefits, and the state not really trying to crack down on that at all.
Now, I wonder with Paris, have you heard of an author? He's a big French author, Michel Houellebecq. You've heard of him, right? He wrote a book, I think it was about 2 years ago, called Submission. And I think the plot of this book was the leftist government in France or in Paris has to form an alliance with an actual Islamist government to pander to cater for, and to kind of, you know, calm down this growing Islamist resentment. That seems to be moving quite closer to being accurate. Do you foresee, in, you know, if this mass immigration continues in 10, 15 years' time, there will be a situation where an actual Islamist-style, you know, like Turkey, Erdogan-style government has to form, the left has to form some kind of coalition just to try and keep control of the Islamist resentment that's dominating Paris right now? Do you see that as a potential future nightmare scenario in 10 years or so?
Well, the scary bit of that is already happening in local politics. So around Paris and around big cities, you've got this majority Muslim ghettos, and the local politicians are generally people from very wealthy backgrounds, and they just get sent there. They hand out a lot of money to community leaders and to fake charities to keep control of the city. And we had corruption scandals regarding these territories. We had plenty of fraud issues, voting fraud. So it's already happening in local politics. You see this hand-to-hand approach between the left and the Islamic communities in this part of France. And unfortunately, it's very likely that, as you say, it might move into national politics. And maybe 10 years from now, we will have the same kind of thing that we have in out of Paris, in the Élysée Palace, which would be really the end of France, I think.
We've talked about it before, this alliance between the left and Islamists. You literally had, during the vote yesterday, I don't know if you saw the pictures, members of this Femen group, this like Antifa feminist group, physically trying to block people voting for Marine Le Pen, who would be the first female president of France, and they call themselves feminists, yet they're aligning with the people who are apologists for that very belief system, you know, which treats women as cattle, basically, Sharia law, acid attacks, female genital mutilation. They're acting as apologists for that, while attacking the one candidate who has actual policies to deal with that, to defend women, as he said. Huge numbers of women voted for Marine Le Pen, yet these so-called feminists actually tried to block that. What does that say about modern feminism?
Well, I think it says that it only represents itself, because at least in France, the women were clever enough to understand that their interest was best served by Marine Le Pen, because she won the popular vote among women. So I think this feminist, this groups, they only there for to get their attention from the media, and thankfully in France at least, they are only a handful of people, and they get a lot of media attention, but they are absolutely nothing in the general public. Nobody's following them, nobody knows who they are, nobody supports them, and the actual people of France and the women are supporting Marine Le Pen in very large numbers.
Now, what do you think about Fillon? Because he was, of course, the Conservative candidate. He basically fell flat. Do you think that the establishment Conservative wing in France will be largely irrelevant now for years to come, given Fillon's failure?
Well, it has to be, because we had this system that was just bound to fail, because we had the national right, which is us, and you had the traditional conservatives, which is the Fillon's party, and they just refused to form any sort of agreement with us. We've tried in local elections, we've reached out to them, we've tried to give them seats, etc. But they just treat us like we're some sort of fringe party or extremists. But they've got to realize that if Macron is elected in 2 weeks, we will be the main opposition. And if they remain as a single party that doesn't want to form any coalition with us, they're just going to become even more irrelevant. And within the party, for the first time, you start seeing tension between the people who are very much part of the establishment and who say, oh, I will definitely vote for Macron. I think all the conservative people of France should vote for Macron. And you've got the more close to the people side of the party that is starting to say, well, maybe we shouldn't ask people to vote for the candidate that we campaigned against for the past 6 months, because this just doesn't make sense at all. And so the party might very well split after this election. And I'm hoping that the Front National can be the new party on the right, because that would just make a lot more sense, and it would just enable us to win again. We'll never win if the right is divided into two equal-sized parties.
And did Fillon endorse Macron, right? Or did that? Yeah, he's endorsed the establishment candidate, the centre-left candidate. Absolutely incredible. We got a few minutes left. We're going to talk about your AMA, but I just want to move on. You're in South Korea right now, and we appreciate that because it's really late at night there. Of course, we've had the build-up of tension with North Korea. We've had threats of a sixth nuclear test. Obviously, if there was a conflict, North Korea would probably try to attack Seoul, which is where you are right now. Just want to get a sense of the mood of the people living in Seoul. We've had reports that some of them were sending panicked text messages to each other a few weeks ago. What sense do you get of the mood in Seoul? Is it quite animated, or is it calm right now?
It's very calm. I think people are used to this kind of tensions. It happens every 2 or 3 years. There's this kind of peak of tension, and then it just calms down. People are a lot more excited about the presidential election, because, you know, they had their president impeached. And I remember I was at the office when the impeachment happened. And a very rare sighting in Korea is that you saw people watching streaming of the impeachment case at work on their computer. And when the president was impeached, they all cheered and they all celebrated. So I think that's the main thing that's animating them at the moment. And the tension is a bit overblown in the international media. Or at least the local people just don't care that much.
Yeah, they're used to it by now. That makes a lot of sense. Final couple of minutes, Tony. You've got a big AMA coming up with Reddit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I'm basically trying to get to the core of the establishment, of the people who think that the Front National is a fringe party, and I'm trying to tell them that no, we're just normal people. I'm an engineer. I work for a big company in Cambridge in the UK where I live. I'm just a normal guy. And there was this opportunity to stand to run for parliament, so I just thought, right, I'm going to run for what I believe in. And these people are on Reddit, on Our Europe, they are genuinely convinced that we are some sort of extreme right party, that we are all marginals, and that we may be dangerous for democracy. I don't even want to try to convince them to vote for me, because most of them are not even French, but I just want to expose them to the reality of the Front National, which is just normal people who believe in borders, in sovereignty, and in controlled immigration are getting together and trying to get that into French Parliament.
And that's coming up. Give us the date for the Reddit. That's Reddit Europe, correct?
Yeah, so that's this Saturday at 5 p.m. British time.
All right, sounds good. And people can find you on Twitter. Give out the Twitter handle.
So that's Tony, T-O-N-Y, Thomas, T-H-O-M-M-E-S.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Tony Tomes talking about Marine Le Pen and the populist revolution sweeping France. Tony, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. There goes Tony Tomes. We're going to flick back to some news here in the final minute of this segment. Again, talking about what's happening in Europe. Reuters reports number of migrant suspects in Germany surged in 2016. We get called conspiracy theorists every time we bring this subject up of migrants being linked to crime explosions. Well, the Interior Minister of Germany, Thomas de Maizière, said crimes committed by refugees had, quote, increased disproportionately since last year. So last year they had a 5.7% migrant crime rate. It's gone up to 8.7%, I believe, this year. Again, massive spike. They can't cover it up any longer. The media tried to cover it up. Now it's outflowing at the seams and they just can't bury the truth any longer. The huge social problems that this migrant crisis is causing in Europe. We'll be back with more news after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Jones Show. Tommy Robinson coming up in the next hour to talk about all his recent activities, and they are varied. Some very interesting videos coming up. Going to dip back into the news here in a second on North Korea, but we have to tell you right now about this amazing discount. The first time ever this product has been on discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It is Caveman True Paleo Formula, 20% off for the first time ever. 20% off on our Caveman True Paleo Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. While supplies last, Caveman fuses super high-quality bone broth with more than 7 different primal superfoods. It's all in this amazing-tasting formula. 5-star independent reviews. Supports healthy muscles, fights free radicals, and so much more. It has the turmeric root, the chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth. It really is the ultimate in true paleo nutrition. See why hundreds of listeners have given Caveman 5 stars on InfoWarsStore.com through our verified third-party review platform, and experience the benefits for yourself. Secure it right now. 20% off. First time ever we've had a discount on Caveman True Paleo Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. That goes to support the growth, the survival of this network. You've seen what they're doing to people like Bill O'Reilly, people like Sean Hannity now. All the attacks are personal. All the attacks are financial. They can't compete with us on a level playing field. They don't have the better argument, so they try to sabotage our very foundation. Well, you're our foundation, and you've not deserted us. You've supported us at every turn by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off Caveman True Paleo Formula for a limited time only. Secure your bottle now. InfoWarsStore.com. Final couple of minutes in this segment. Let's switch back to some North Korean news, because we were talking about it with the guest there. He was in South Korea in Seoul. This is out of Zero Hedge. An increasingly worried Chinese president tells Trump to exercise restraint over North Korea. Now, bearing in mind, over the weekend, we had North Korea warning China of, quote, catastrophic consequences to bilateral relations if they continued this approach of trying to tamp down North Korea's aggression, their belligerence. Well, hours later, which I found interesting, China came out in their official Global Times mouthpiece and said that they won't tolerate regime change in North Korea, which has been talked about in the background. Remember the reports about SEAL Team 6 being sent in to take out Kim Jong-un? There were rumors about that. There were discussions about that. Well, according to an official government mouthpiece, which is the Global Times, it's the voice of the Chinese Communist Party, they said, quote, Beijing would never sit back and watch foreign military forces overthrow the Pyongyang regime. So they came out forcefully over the weekend and said they're not going to sit back and do nothing if the US, if the Trump administration sends in those special forces to try and take out Kim Jong-un, which there were reports of about a week ago. Now, Zero Hedge reports France and the European Union populist wave may be fixed for now, but geopolitical concerns remain, as was made clear last night when, during a phone call late Sunday between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Donald Trump, the North Korean neighbor called for all sides to exercise restraint as Japan coordinated exercises with a U.S. aircraft carrier strike group headed for Korean waters. So China is still increasingly concerned about this. But again, they've come out officially over the weekend and said, we will not sit back if there's an invasion force that goes into North Korea, if there's any attempt at regime change. Absolutely huge statement. We'll be back with more news coming up. Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful...